freaking over there.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, this is more on that end.
It
might have been you.
Oh,
hot dog, you made it. You better hurry up.
I think at some point in time, everybody has to refrain from voting tonight, except me.
Yeah, I do.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Sir, Jen's over here.
I grabbed one off the table.
Hold on. Well, we can talk about executive session. Do we have conflicts? We got to make sure we separate so we get at least three, you know, get the right number of people. We don't want to lose our quorum.
Well, I think it's just you two, right?
I'm in the entire section.
Substitutes.
Well, we can still separate if we want.
Whatever.
I don't care. Just
okay. Yeah.
Told you I had the really little.
No, you didn't actually. Yeah.
Oh,
but your chair got passed around like a bad habit.
You want to hide after you see the kitchen?
Well, I sat down and my chin was on the table.
Roger literally flipped it over, screwed it in as far as it went, and set it back down.
Yeah.
I didn't say he wouldn't be. I said he might not be. You just have to be prepared.
I would have told you if I wasn't going to make it. Right, it's 6 o'clock, August 30th. We will call the August 30th Smyrna School Board meeting to order. We'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence, led by Mr. Snow.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God.
Thank you.
Next item of business is changes to the agenda. I will entertain a motion to changes to the agenda noted with an asterisk.
Correct.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Malik. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Motion passes 5-0. Item four, the swearing in of the student board member.
Not here yet.
Right.
In the past, they usually come at 7 o'clock when we used to start the traditional meeting, so that message might not have.
Okay. Right. We'll go to the administrative report.
Good evening, board members and our public guests. It's been a busy couple of weeks since our last board meeting. I had the opportunity to bring greetings to our entire school district, and included in that was Mr. Skews was there as well, bringing me greetings and thank you as well. It was a great event. It was neat to see everybody in the auditorium getting excited to welcome our children back in the coming week. And so I just want a few thank yous. Thank you to Smyrna High School for letting us be there. Thank you to all the employees who came. I know that took time away from your regular duties while you're preparing, especially our teachers and paraeducators who are preparing their classrooms for back to school events, as well as for the kids who will arrive this coming week. I also want to thank the board. Mrs. Bobby Jo Weber was there as well, and just appreciate that support from this body as well as the administrative cabinet. Huge thank you to Mr. Shandy Wanamaker and his team. They were awesome. They helped with all the technology, making sure that I don't necessarily project a very loud voice, but they helped me with that and the videos and implementing the PowerPoint for the group. So it was just a great day. We also had some elected officials, Representative Carson, Representative Bush, Councilwoman Tabby Gott, who came and shared in that greeting of some of our employees. So it was really appreciated their support in that event. And certainly to Nick Marvel, Dre McCready, I think I should have written his name down, Robbie, goodness. Robbie's last name is escaping me. I don't know. Daniels, of course. They helped with getting balloons over, flowers over to the high school, making sure that the school looked great, making sure that we had places for our elected officials who attended, a place to park, and getting them in. So it really was very similar to the message that I shared and Mr. Skews shared, you know, thanking everyone for what they do every day, and also really welcoming them back, but making sure that they feel supported in what they do and that it takes a village. It takes every single one of us to make sure that we educate our children. So just so very appreciative and fortunate to be able to share that message with everybody. The other couple of back to school events we've had, we also had the opportunity to speak to our bus drivers. And that was, I mean, our bus drivers are the first face many of our children see in the morning, and they can set the tone for some children, all children, and then they're the last face that they see before they go home. So we thank them and their job in terms of safety and traveling with students on a bus and getting them to and from their home to our schools and our buildings is a huge feat every day. This afternoon, had the opportunity to talk with our child and nutrition. It was great to be with them. When we walked in, we were listening to the safety that they have to go through and make sure. One of the questions was, if you have a student who is allergic to almond milk, what happens? Can you just go to the store? And I'm thinking, sure, you could just go get some almond milk, but apparently you can't. There's much more strict regulations than just going to the local grocery store to get something. So their job is equally as important. And we know that if students don't have sustenance, if they don't have a place, the cafeteria for some children can be a scary place for a lot of different reasons. One, it's huge compared to a smaller classroom. You may not know who you're going to sit with. There are other things around food it may not be what we think of as this happy place where people go and just hang out with their friends and eat their sandwich. So what they do is incredible as well. And so we thank them for that. Additionally, the Smyrna Clayton Ministerium blessed our schools on Sunday evening. So I had the opportunity to go to one of the schools. It all happened concurrently at 6 o'clock. I know some of our board members were also at some of the schools to do that. And so we appreciate them keeping us in their thoughts with regard to safety and making sure and ensuring we have a great school year that we all want to have. So we thank them for that invitation and for that opportunity to sit with them. Had other couple of things that we've done. We've met with the Office of Management and Budget with regard to our capital projects. We also have been working on strategic planning, continuing to do that. More of that will unfold this school year. And we also have had opportunities to work with the board around grading reporting in terms of the policy that you'll see this evening. The other thing that I did want to just bring to the board's attention, the board meetings, I was going through my calendar the other day and noticed that our October 18th meeting is the same evening as the Teacher of the Year banquet, which many of us will attend. And we did not get that information until after we approved the dates. So at the board's pleasure, either this tonight or at the next board meeting, just ensuring that we take a look at the dates to make sure our public knows when that change will probably occur, because I know many of us at the table or at the dais will have to attend. And then also we have topics and celebrations, and really that's more of an internal guide to help us plan as an administration and as a school district. And just wanted to share that we did, in the December's meeting, we wrote budget based on the 930 unit count approval. That will probably be pushed back to January, possibly even February, depending on the financials and the work out of the finance office. That is, again, just for our planning purposes, but since it was a part of the document with all the dates, just wanted to everyone to be aware of that. And so with that, just as every other board meeting, all of the administrative reports are in the minutes. And I just wanted to know if anyone had any other questions regarding any other reports.
Just curious if how our enrollment numbers look compared to our projections.
We still have a few assumptions in our unit count because of early childhood enrollment, which can take up to, you know, the first day of school and beyond. We're about where we were at the end of last year, a few units shy actually, but this is the go time. We are seeing our numbers increase daily. So I would say we're looking to meet where we left off last year.
Any other questions for the administrative reports? Right. Thank you, Dr. Brown. We can now move back to the swearing in of the student board member.
I would just first like to apologize. I would like to apologize for being late. There was an unpredictable car crash right outside my neighborhood, so it was difficult getting here. Sorry about that. But I'm very happy to be here, and thank you so much for having me. No worries.
Oh, you have it right there. Okay.
Stop.
Jesus Travis.
We'll be able to bring that with you.
Okay.
You're gonna have to read that.
Okay.
Just read what is written.
Mackenzie Langton as a student representative to Smyrna School District Board of Education. Do hereby pledge to faithfully and honestly communicate the interests and concerns shared by affecting the Board of Education and the student body of the district. I further pledge to impartially represent all students of Smyrna School District, serving as an identified element in vital bridge of communication between the student, the educator, the administration, and the Board of Education.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Chris.
Going from the pictures. All right. We'll move to formal public comment. Does anyone sign up for formal public comment? No formal public comment. Does anyone need before the person? Okay.
Do you need?
I don't.
All right. Old business. Board norms and standards.
Okay, if you look at, I don't know, and I apologize, this was just updated this afternoon around 2 o'clock. So if you go to numbers 8 and 9 in blue, that would be the additions that Mrs. Malik sent to us yesterday. And then if you look at the changes 8 and 9 in red, those would be, after speaking with Mrs. Malik, a rewrite of her version of 8 and 9. Has everybody had an opportunity to see that?
So the red is what?
Well, we can accept either one.
Okay.
I would propose accepting red. Okay. That was my intention.
That's what I was
and thinking. I literally just typed something real quick.
Yep.
So.
Like I said, that was just after the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, a little clarity, a little better defining characteristics there. So, Mr. President, I move that we accept the board norms and standards as presented, including the red 8 and 9 and scratching the blue 8 and 9.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Dr. Wilson. Any discussion?
Did everybody get a chance to see the visual that's attached on as page 3? Everybody comfortable with that being posted under our board on the website along with the norms and standards?
Yeah, I think it's good to post that kind of society the way we are today.
Yep.
Scrolling through.
Quick reference.
Yep. So we would be adopting that. That motion adopts that as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber.
Aye.
Dr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mrs. Mallard.
Aye.
Mr. Snow.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Motion is adopted 5-0.
Mr. Skews, I just wanted to say, if I can, I hope this isn't out of order, just wanted to,
sure,
to thank Jessalyn Kenton, who worked on the graphic so that it reflects Smyrna School District. So I just wanted to say that, and we will get that posted tomorrow.
That's great. All right, we'll move on to new business. The approval of the board minutes for August 9th, 2023.
Mr. President, I move that we accept the board minutes for August 9th, 2023 as submitted.
Second.
I have a motion by Mrs. Malik, second by Mr. Snow. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Motion is adopted 5-0. Next item of business is 9.2, School Choice 2023-2024 school year.
Mr. President, I move that we accept the school choice recommendations as submitted.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Malik. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber? Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Motion is adopted 5-0. Item 9.3, notice of additional services for school construction.
Thank you. So as you're aware, we're engaged in a major construction planning process for three projects: the new intermediate school, additions and renovations to North Elementary, as well as additions and renovations. A large part of that process is the design, development, and construction administration of the technology infrastructure that's required to make sure that we have successfully operating schools. Our initial plans utilize a state vendor for this approach. However, meeting with the operations team internally, discussing with Kenneth Wade, we felt like we needed to take a slightly different direction and use their services and the educational systems planning group. We feel like their expertise is a little bit more in line with what we're looking for to be able to establish a functional infrastructure and be able to utilize their expertise in the construction administration process of that infrastructure installation. So collaborating with all those areas, we feel like it's going to give us the best opportunity to build a school that's ready for not only the day it opens, but for the future. So our hope tonight is that the board approves the additional services to the existing contract to allow us to engage with education systems planning, structure, development design, and plus their services for construction administration during construction of the schools and the renovation projects.
I move that we approve the additional services as presented.
Second.
I have a motion by Dr. Wilson, a second by Mrs. Malik. Any discussion?
Shandy, are you, since they're going to come in and they're going to do all this great stuff for us and they're going to roll out, and that's going to be you and your team's job to you know, pick up after that, you feel comfortable that we're making the right decision here? You know, that this is going to position your team in the best spot moving forward?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Any further discussion? Is this additional cost?
No, it's not. So the cost to, let me back up just a little bit. Is it a 100% additional cost? No, it's not. Because built into the construction process itself, is the design and development of all the infrastructure. That's something that we're going to be using the existing state vendor for outside of Kenneth Williams' contract, but it was part of the initial construction planning and cost estimation. So is there a piece of this that's slightly above in cost? And that would be answered by yes. So that would likely be the construction administration piece. So we're not looking at a significant increase in the overall cost of the process, and it's not going to impact or threaten the integrity of the construction project.
But from what I guess, they're probably a better vendor than what we had to choose from.
That's correct.
Yeah. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber.
Aye.
Dr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mrs. Mallett.
Aye.
Mr. Snow.
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0. Item 9.4, revised executive administrative assistant pay scale.
See on the bathroom information report that we looked at and audited the duties of the exempt administrative assistant for the director of operations, that was more in line in scope with the that same exempt administrative assistant of finance and payroll. So we would like to move that pay to be slightly larger.
Mr. President, I move that we accept the revised executive administrative assistant salary schedule as presented.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Malik. Any discussion?
Yes. You said exempt administrative. Did you mean executive or?
Well, they are exempt from the union, but they're also called executive administrative.
Okay, because the old language from the documentation I have says executive administrative assistant.
Yes, that is their official title, but they're also exempt secretary units, so they're outside of the
Do we have this position?
Yes, we do. It is the person who does finance, payroll, HR, and all things for child nutrition, and additionally work for Mr. Pulse. Wait a minute.
Any further discussion? One more. As I look at this, they're not all on the same level for the different executive administrative assistants.
Correct. Their pay scale is based on their responsibilities.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber.
Aye.
Dr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mrs. Mao.
Aye.
Mr. Snow.
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0. Item 10.1, board policy review.
This evening we have two board policies that we would like the board to take action on. The first one is the use of, let me just look at the agenda. The first one is the use of force policy. This is a second reading as submitted.
Mr. President, I move that we accept Board Policy 2201, Constable Use of Force, second and final reading.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Malik, to approve Item 10.2, Policy 2201, Constable Use of Force, second and final reading. Any discussion?
Mr. Holt, can you verify this? No changes from last meeting, correct?
That's correct. At the end of the last meeting, I think what we failed to state was it was a first and final. So just to make sure that considering the significance of the policy and the subject matter, I thought it was appropriate to bring it back to the board to get that language that it is a final reading and approval by the board.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber.
Aye.
Dr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mrs. Mallon.
Aye.
Mr. Snow.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Motion to pass the item 10.2, policy 2201, constable use of force for the second and final reading is adopted.
The second policy that we have this evening is our grading policy. This is a first reading, and we do have Mr. Ryan Buchanan with us as well as, and we also have Mr. David Morrison along with Mrs. Kelly Holt, who can ask any questions.
So just as a heads up to the rest of the board, we did make a grammatical update, and it's got loaded under administrative content instead of public content. So please review that quickly if you have a moment.
Is that in red?
It's in red, yep. Mr. President, I move that we accept Board Policy 6110 and its first and final reading.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Malik. Is there any discussion?
So
as we're going through this process and spent an insane amount of time on this one policy compared to where the amount of time we spent on some of the other policies. I think that we've come to realize that this is a policy that we're going to continue to evaluate as we move forward. I don't know that what the policy could look like in the future, but I do know that as a board and as a curriculum team, that it's going to be a priority and a focus of ours to, you know, continue to just kind of review where we are and you know, actively seek feedback so that we can continue to apply the grading policy that serves our students the best. And I think that if nothing else, we've cleaned it up, we've made improvements, and you know, we've kind of recognized that it's not a policy to put on a shelf, and we're moving in the right direction.
Discussion. All right. I guess I'll, I've been with Mr. Snow and the policy committee and Mrs. Holt, and Mr. Buchanan and Mr. Morrison to discuss this in great length. And I think that we should, just because this is one of the most important policies that we have that affects every student, every teacher that we have in our district. I think that where we are with being August 30th and the start of school being Tuesday, you know, we are at the point to where we need to make sure that we have clarity in the policy that is there for the students and teachers as of now, and making any big changes this close to the school year would probably be a detriment to the students and teachers. But I would like to echo what Mr. Snow said and say that this is something that I think we need to investigate further as a board and as a district to see where we are, because it seems like we're kind of all over the place as far as of where from, you know, from teachers to the district to everyone, we need to figure out, get a better consensus or understanding of how our teachers feel that this grading scale in particular has been working for the students, and making sure that it is a clear communication of how well the student is doing, performing in that class. And that's what a grade's all about. So we need to make sure that is what's happening. So I would like to further investigate this in the future, you know, with a survey to the teachers to make sure that they do it, you know, in the September timeframe, and then reevaluate this in the winter for the 2024-2025 school year, so we give everyone ample time to be able to get ready if there are any changes to the policy. But I think further investigation is warranted here. Any further discussion? Yes, sir.
Will we a signature line area, we put today's date for the revised or up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
we will.
Mr. President, I move to amend the motion to state that we accept grading policy, or board policy 6110, grading policy noted as revised 8/30/23.
I have a motion for an amendment by Mr. Snow and a second by Dr. Wilson. Any discussion on the amendment? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote on the amendment to the motion. Mrs. Weber.
Aye.
Dr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mrs. Mallett.
Aye.
Mr. Snow.
Aye.
The chair votes aye. The amendment to the motion passes 5-0. Any further discussion on the main motion with the amendment? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber.
Aye.
Dr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mrs. Mallett.
Aye.
Mr. Snow.
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0. Discussion item 11.1, student academic calendar.
Mr. Seuss, this was a conversation that board asked that you put on the agenda for this evening to discuss the possibility of looking at the academic calendar. Excuse me, the academic calendar for the 23-24 school year that in relation to the synchronous
days. This is your baby.
I guess
here
this is
go.
My baby. So many of you know that I work in the Appaquitic School District, and one of the things that the board in Appaquitic did for their staff to show their appreciation of all the sacrifices that the staff makes. I mean, we've always made sacrifices, right? But in the last few years, in particular, with having to give up planning time for coverage or having to, you know, just, there's so many additional things that we do as educators, that you do as educators, that we wanted to recognize. And in doing that, Appaquitomic has given asynchronous days at the end of each marking period, so that the teachers can do whatever they need to do to get caught up on grading, to get caught up on planning, whatever they need to get caught up on. And I had this conversation with Ms. Judy and Dr. Brown that I thought that was such a fabulous idea, that it was something that, you know, we can't always pay you as much as you're worth because you're priceless. But this was a way that we could say to you, we appreciate what you do, we believe in what you do, and we want to reward you for what you do. So that was my thought. And I guess now we'll talk about what everybody else thinks.
I would like to echo what Mrs. Malik said. I think this is an opportunity for us to say, we see you, you know, We appreciate you. We know there's struggles. We know that there's sacrifices made by all of our staff, to be honest. And, you know, it's a way that we can give back. I hope that it's meaningful to you guys if this is the direction that we go. I hope it carries value.
Yeah, I think anything that we can do to help our educators out would be very good. I would just say that the probably next steps might be to work with the union to figure out how that would work, or just double check on everything. Is that? And
I think it would work with our contract. That is, you know, we wouldn't want to take away student time.
Right.
So that would be the need for the asynchronous work to be done. And we do have guidance on that that we use for snow days and things like that. So I don't think that would be an issue with the union and group this year. So any thoughts on that, Anita?
Yeah.
We did bring this up in calendar committee, and there was some concern from our teachers at the time that asynchronous days actually require a lot of planning and meeting time with the kids. So I just want to bring that up as a concern that came up at the calendar committee when we did meet.
Is this something that they're just doing this year? Are they just starting it?
This is the first year we've done it, yes.
Yeah, so it hasn't been in effect.
No. Way Apo set it up is it is the Friday before the marking period ends, so that for the families, they would have a 3-day weekend, which, you know, if their kids are going to be off,
mm-hmm.
you know, they might as well. Yes, yes. And not in school.
Yeah, I think it's something that if Dr. Brown and Mrs. Judy would investigate further with the union and have a meeting on it. Is that fair?
Yeah. I just have a clarifying question. So our secondary schools are quarters, our elementaries are trimesters. So that would just be a clarification that we would need as we discuss further.
I would think that there's a resolution that can work for everybody. You know, we just have to communicate with them and figure out what can work for them and what can work for us.
Yeah, I think, you know, the two of you working with the union representatives to, and then come back to us with a proposal would be something that we should
do. And you would like this on the next board agenda? I understand.
I would think you'd want to do it as soon as possible, just for planning for the families. And that first 9 weeks that's going to be here, 12 weeks is going to be here before we know it.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's something that, you know, whether it's a yes or no or whatever it might look like, the sooner we get that information out to both the staff and the public, the better positioned we are.
And we have to, and Mrs. Holt will correct me if I'm wrong, the calendar that we prepare, one, has to be approved by, any change has to be approved by the Board of Education. And secondly, is there any requirement with the state that we have to then send it back to them?
Yes.
Okay. Definitely sooner the better.
Yes.
Sooner the better.
All right. So we'll work on that and have that at the 9th on the 9th of the September of 2018.
Great. Any further discussion? Right, we'll move on to item 11.2, major capital improvement and current expenses referendum.
Board members, this continues to be on the agenda to have discussion around a possible referendum. This evening, we are currently working on creating, working with our attorney on looking at the notice of special election, as well as a proposed date for the referendum, if the board approves to do so. We met with our attorney this morning, and some of that information we are still working on as we are abiding by the law. And that information just was not, there is not an opportunity to bring that forward to this evening. So we will have that for you. We are also clarifying some other questions with the attorney regarding the process and working in public session as well as with our public. I'll open it up to other cabinet members to see if there's anything else they would like to add with regard to the referendum.
Can we expect that to be a voting item for the September 20th meeting?
Absolutely.
With a presentation of, you know, the detail of what we're looking for and what the questions will be.
Yes, that is correct.
Any further discussion?
So as we're potentially preparing to look at a voting item next month, is there a message that we can share as people question, you know, where we're at? I mean, this has now been something we've discussed publicly for the third time tonight. So, you know, sooner or later, we're gonna be asked, you know, is this something we're comfortable having a outline kind of message to share?
So we did receive confirmation this afternoon that we can begin messaging it even before the vote. So we can start having those conversations and preparing some of the materials we had hoped to have ready in early September and begin to share those as well. Sorry, I was just confirming the words in his response. I didn't want to miss.
Sure. So we can start the messaging and getting the community more involved and understanding on why we need a referendum.
Yes, that is correct. And actually, we are anticipating this evening We have been working on some of those materials as well as brainstorming community members and what that would look like, with the intention at the September 20th meeting uncovering the big plan for our community as well as for the board.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to enter executive session.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, second by Mrs. Malik to enter executive session. Move to a vote. Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0. We will be back for the executive session. Executive session. Item 12, personnel.
Mr. President, I move that we accept personnel items 12.1, 12.4, and 12.7 to 12.11 as presented.
A second.
I have a motion by Dr. Wilson and a second by Mrs. Weber to approve items 12.1, 12.4, and 12.7 through 12.11 as presented. Is there any discussion?
Mr. President, I move to amend the motion to remove item 12.11.
I haven't logged in.
It's 12.11 superintendent performance goals.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Malik to amend the motion and remove 12.11. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote on the amendment. Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. The amendment passes 5-0 to remove item 12.11 from the motion. We have now the motion is 12.1, 12.4, 12.7, and 12.1, 12.4, 12.7 through 12.10. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Motion is adopted 5-0.
Mr. President, I move that we approve personal item 12.5 as presented.
Second.
I have a motion by Dr. Wilson, a second by Mr. Snow to approve personnel item 12.5 as submitted. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Abstain.
The chair votes aye. Motion carries. 4 ayes, 1 abstention.
Mr. President, I move that we approve personal item 12.6 as presented.
Second.
I have a motion by Dr. Wilson and a second by Mrs. Malik to approve item 12.6 as submitted. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Abstain.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. The motion passes with 4 ayes and 1 abstention.
Mr. President, I move that we accept item 12.11, Superintendent Performance Goals, numbers 1-4, as submitted to the board.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, second by Mrs. Malik, to approve item 12.11, items 1-4, as submitted. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I move that we accept personnel item 12.12 as submitted.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Malik to approve item 12.12 as submitted. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. The motion is adopted 5-0. No, we did. I would entertain a motion to approve item 12.2 and 12.3 as submitted.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Dr. Wilson to approve items 12.2 and 12.3 as submitted. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0. We'll move on to item 13. Student matters.
Mr. President, I move that we accept item 13.1 under student matters as submitted to the board.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Malik to approve items 13.1 to approve the recommendation as submitted. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0. Is there any further items for the board? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Mrs. Malik, second by Mr. Snow. I don't think there's any discussion. Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Meeting is adjourned.
You're welcome.
For what?
That's what I was going to prepare you for.